The first thing that you want to do is that you want to become very familiar with what the goals, the dreams, desires, and needs are of the prospect. And that does happen through a series of questions. You ask questions of the prospect, and you get them to talk about themselves. Once they talk about themselves, here's one thing you do. Write this down in big, bold letters. Listen. Shut up and listen. Again, I don't care what profession you're coming from, doctor, lawyer, nurse, whatever it is, you ask questions to get the prospect to talk about themselves, then you shut up and you listen. Don't interrupt, don't interject, do not finish their sentence for them, but you listen and you find clues about what motivates them. Because write this down, what motivates, motivates. What motivates one doesn't motivate the other. Your job in your business is to find what motivates them. What makes them tick? What is it that they desire? What is it that gets them excited? And from the very beginning of your conversation with that prospect or with your spouse or with your children is that you just ask some questions like, where are they from? How long have they been there? What do they do for a living? What do they like about it? Blah, blah. You're finding their absolute need, and you'll find out their personality in that. You know, in their career, do they see themselves in it forever? Are they totally satisfied in their financial situation? Do they feel like they're being overpaid or underpaid? What do they like to do for fun? What are their dreams? What are their goals? What kind of community type things do they like to do? You're trying to find out, what is it about this person that gets that person excited? The product is not the product that you're selling. The product's people, and the people are the ones with the money. So if you can understand people and give them what they want, the money will follow them, because the money is in the people's pockets. Get the people to follow you, the money will follow. This is what a lot of people do. They just jump right on top of the prospect and start just, man, drilling them with what it is that you're trying to sell. Again, that means you were the issue. Your motive was all about you, and I promise you, that's short-term thinking. If it's all about just getting a sale, that's just short-term. The sale doesn't do squat besides pay you for a moment. What you want is to put this guy to work. What you want is a consistent long-term relationship with this person. And that's not going to happen by you just, you know, blowing out your cards right in the beginning as soon as you find one need. You want to lead him with his needs to your business opportunity. In our conversation, two things happen. This is enormous. You need to write this down in big, enormous letters. Trust. Trust is key, man. So oftentimes I find this in coaching. Many times, many of us are just regurgitating words unattached. You want to develop trust with this prospect, because it's trust that's going to get them in and keep them in long term, guys. You're trying to build a multi-million dollar business, not a doghouse. This is important to develop that trust, and you're only going to develop that trust by getting the guy to talk about himself. Here's the second thing. I'm learning about him to see if he's got a need that my opportunity can fill. And 99% of the time, my opportunity can absolutely fill his need. 99% of the time. There's not a lot of businesses that can say that, guys. Insurance, for example, can't say that. So the beginning of the conversation, you want to find their needs. By the time you sit down with them, you want to present your opportunity to them via website, conference call, one-on-one, group presentation, whatever it is that your style is. And it really doesn't matter. I've done all of them. It honestly does not matter. Then at that point, once the presenting is done, that chapter is over. No more telling, no more selling. At that point, after the presentation is over, you have his needs written down, because you interviewed him in the very beginning from like the script on page 2 or any one of the warm market scripts that you use. You already did your homework. You already found out the information about him. So after the presentation is all done, this is what you would say to him. This is what you need to say to him. Page 4 in the script book will show you exactly what to say. In fact, I'm turning there right now. This is what I would say. I would say, okay, Bob, what did you like about what you just saw? He heard a conference call. I'd say, so what did you like about what you just heard? If I sent information through the mail, what did you like about what you just read? You do not want to ask questions that are going to lead to answers of yes and no. In other words, you don't want to say, Bob, do you want to get started? Because he has a chance of saying no. You want to get him to tell you what he likes about what he read, saw, or heard. And then what you say is you want him to tell you about that. You want the focus of your prospect to be on what he liked. Big, bold print, write that down. What did Bob like? Let me reiterate this. Not what you liked. You may love your product. You may love your comp plan. You may love your opportunity. He doesn't care what you like. It doesn't matter what you like. What matters is what Bob likes. And so usually Bob is going to say, oh, well, you know, I like the opportunity to make some extra money. Then my next question, question number two, is, really, Bob? Tell me more about that. The first question I'm asking is the closing question, and that closing question is, what did you like about it? Now I want him to tell me more about that. Then you get his answer to the second question. And what you want to do here is you want Bob to now sell himself on what he liked most. So you want him to start expanding and talking about what in the presentation that he liked. For example, he said, you know, I like the fact that I can make extra money. Well, tell me more about that. And then he goes off. This is when he totally goes off. What you will notice is that he will talk himself into the business. Because now he's selling himself. You're not convincing him. You're not begging him. You are letting him talk himself into it. This is where 99% of the amateurs absolutely miss it. And I'm talking lawyers. I'm talking doctors. I'm talking nurses. I'm talking real estate. I'm talking about home-based business owners. I'm talking salespeople. This is where 99% of the people walk in absolute amateurity. And this is where they miss it. They begin to continue to sell. Huge mistake. Don't sell your prospect again. The presentation informed them of what was here and available. What you want to do is to get your prospect to talk about what they liked about what they just saw. What moved them to say, oh, this is kind of interesting. Do not continue to sell. This is where you get the prospect to do all the selling. Once it's sold, that chapter is done. The next chapter is to get the prospect to talk about themselves into doing it themselves. Did you hear me? Get the prospect to talk themselves into doing the business for themselves, not get you to talk them into doing it. If you talk them into it, then you have to talk them into it again and again and again. If you have to convince them to get it, then you have to convince them to take it. And if you have to convince them to take it, then you got to convince them to use it. And once you get them to use it, then you got to convince them to reorder it. And then you got to convince them to get started. And then you got to convince them to get on this conference call. Then you got to convince them to go to a training. Then you got to convince them to get the North Carolina CDs. Then you got to convince them to read the script book. Then you got to convince them not to quit. It's a joke. You don't want to do that. It's a waste of your time. Not only that, it's emotionally draining, and it's a heavy burden. You're not looking for people to babysit. You're looking for people that you want to raise up into leadership. Get them to talk about what they like in the business, and then they own it. It was their own decision. They qualified themselves. They talked themselves in it. They own their own decision. Not everyone is qualified to be in your business. The opportunity is there for everyone who sees it. And the ones that don't are the ones that are just not gonna. They'll say, I don't like anything about it. Great, ma'am. Thank you so much for your time. By the way, you know, our product is a product that will absolutely help to affect you. I know you still want to be healthy and live longer and feel better. You know, and what you do is you put them in your customer base. That's the only thing they're qualified for. Bottom line, either they see it or they don't. It's time to move on to the next one. You are not going to get somebody who is a no to all of a sudden be transformed into a yes. Not going to happen. Get off the phone. Move on. You got a dead dog. You got a guy that's a dud. You got someone who's totally unmotivated. Don't waste your time. If they see it, then they are qualified to do your business. If they don't get it, if they don't see it, they don't have the eye to perceive it, then your next thing is next. Don't try to convince them. Don't try to argue with them. It's called next. The best thing you can do is somehow fit them into your customer base if somehow your business model is set up that way. Just get them as a customer then. Once they tell you everything that they like about the business, the next thing to say to them is, do you want to make a little or a lot with our company? And guess what majority of the people are going to say? Most of them say a lot. Then you say, what for? And then I get them to tell me how they're going to spend that money. That's the next step. They start spending that money, and they're going to say things like, oh, you know, I want to get out of debt. I want to travel. You know, I want to build a second home in Hawaii, whatever. And then here's the other question. Here's question number five. This is the reality check. Bob, at your current job, how long will it take you to be able to earn that money so that you can get out of debt and be able to move to Montana to get away from these hurricanes? What's he going to say? It's never going to happen. Great. Where do you see yourself getting started? You see yourself starting with our slow pack? Test the waters and see, are you ready to get started on a fast track so that you can get on your way to getting in that home in Montana and getting out of debt at the same time? He's going to say a fast track so I can get to Montana. If he went through this process 9 out of 10 times, which is my closing ratio, I have a 90% closing ratio, Bob is going to say, yes, I'm ready to get started right now. If Bob says no, he looks like an idiot. He's the one that just said no to his dream home in Montana. Trust me, he will save face, and that's exactly what you'll notice. So give him a chance to say, yeah, I want to do this. One of the things you need to realize with closing is this. Do not be on the defense when you're handling objections. They are questions just to test to see if you believe. Because some people are going to say, I'm not a salesperson. That's what it is. And the reason why they're going to say that is because they're afraid of failing.